It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a great weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now and like us there now. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. I recently went to Spotify and Podcast One to listen to this show as well. My first guest, Rochelle Adams, grew up fully immersed in her culture with a strong connection to her homelands of her native Alaskan villages. She's now sharing the beauty of her culture and language with children here in the United States and Canada. She is a member of the Alaska Native Cultural Advisors for the PBS Kids series, Molly of Denali, which debuted earlier this month. It's our pleasure to welcome Rochelle Adams to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Rochelle. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
So as I just mentioned in the introduction, you grew up in Alaska and you still live in Alaska. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I grew up in the villages of Beaver and Fort Yukon, and I currently reside in Anchorage, but I seasonally go back to my villages, like for fishing and hunting throughout the year.
So how cold does it get? I know everybody asks that question, right? How cold does it get in Alaska, and what are the summers like there? We're in summertime now here in Ohio. Yeah. What is summer like there?
Well, your first question, how cold it gets, when I was growing up, it would get like 60 plus below.
Wow.
And it would be that way for a couple of weeks, like a deep freeze in the interior of the state. And our summers, I mean, right now, the sun doesn't go down. So it's pretty much 24-hour daylight in the summer. We like to say that we sleep in the winter and stay up all summer to enjoy it.
Okay, and so what are the temps like in the summer?
It's been really weird up in Alaska. I mean, we've been having record-breaking heat waves, so it's been over 90 degrees in Anchorage, and that's really strange. Mm. The interior does always get really hot in the summer, about over 100 degrees in my village.
Oh,
so,
wow.
But, you know, nowadays, I mean, everything's really unpredictable.
Okay, you said 60 below. So what does one do when the temperature is 60 below?
Well, you know, like I keep referencing the interior, it's a lot different than Anchorage. So the interior is a lot drier. And, you know, we have adapted to it. We know how to live up there as indigenous people. Mm-hmm. And so we wear our furs and our skins and the clothing that, you know, we make. And it keeps us warm. You know, my dad would go out on the trap line in that weather and be out there for, you know, the whole day. And he was dressed appropriately. So we know how to live up there. That's our home.
All right. There you go. Now, you're involved in this new show on PBS, Molly of Denali. Tell us about how you got involved in this show.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's been quite a journey so far. They were looking for cultural bearers in Alaska, and specifically Athabaskan, because that's indigenous homeland of Denali. And so I was approached and told that, you know, that there were some producers interested in starting a show, and they wanted it to be authentic. They wanted Alaska Native people to be, you know, driving this and really contributing in a way that would make it true and, you know, to educate about Alaska Native people and about Alaska in general. And so when I was asked to do it, I was really, you know, really excited, and I really jumped at the opportunity because that's really what I do. Is I'm a linguist, I'm an artist and an educator. And so that was just, you know, that's really my life's passion and my life's work. And so I was excited when I got asked to be a part of this.
Okay. And so how long have you guys been working on this show, putting it together? And how long has it been since they contacted you?
Well, I was approached in 2016. So it's been a few years work now. So what we did was we formed an Alaska Native cultural group. And there's four of us. And we really intensively sat down and we thought about, you know, what should this show look like? I mean, we just had basically like the, just, you know, kind of some bone structure. And so we really laid down the foundation, you know, of who Molly should be, what kind of, you know, community she should live in, where it should be located. And so thinking about all of those things and thinking of the backgrounds of the people involved, the Alaska Native advisors, we decided that Molly should be Gwich'in, Koyukon, and Dena'ina Athabaskan. And her community is super diverse. And her family is just, I mean, her grandpa's a volcanologist, and her mom is a bush pilot, you know, and her dad, his name is Walter Harper. That's kind of a nod to one of the first people who climbed Denali.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. For more information on our guest, more information on the show, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. You'll find out more about our guest, Rochelle Adams. She's one of the Alaska Native cultural advisors for the PBS show, Molly of Denali. Now, you alluded to this, but tell us more about this new show.
Yeah, so Molly, she's 10 years old, she's Alaska Native, and she's living in a community, a fictional community called Kaya. And like I said, it's very diverse. Her best friends are Trini and Tui, and they're of Inupiat, Filipino, and African-American heritage. But her community is really, you know, about living strongly in our Alaska Native and just cultural values in general. And that's something that really connects, you know, with everybody, you know, that having that respect and that sharing, that strong, you know, sense of community. So she goes on these great adventures. But the cool thing about Molly is that she's very modern. You know, she has a blog and she does a podcast, and she uses technology. She has she does something in the show called using informational text, and so that's a great way to show how she's kind of educating herself and taking that initiative. So she's not only Native, you know, she's teaching people about Alaska, and so there's kind of a lot of misconceptions about our state. And I kind of still get this today when I travel. People are like, oh, you're from Alaska, so do you live in an igloo? And they kind of, yeah, you know, they think that it's winter up here all the time and that we're all Eskimo. And so it's really a great opportunity to educate people about the diversity that we have just, you know, amongst our Alaska Native community up here. You know, her mom is a bush pilot, like I said, and so they're able to travel, you know, around the state and have these adventures around, you know, in different regions too, which is really cool.
Okay, so you are involved in the show. You're involved in the character. How is the main character, Molly, most like yourself?
Oh, well, she reminds me a lot of myself. I mean, I grew up, and actually I didn't, you know, there wasn't really representation of myself on TV. So kind of reflecting on that, you know, always wanting to learn and always, you know, trying to help her family and to just be really community oriented. And it shows, you know, her grandpa, her aunties, and how she's learning from elders, but also, you know, her humor. Like, she's really funny. And so I just see so many things about Molly reflected in myself. And also in my children, too. I feel like it's truly authentic, you know, because people connect with her just in the viewings that we've had already and the glimpses that people have had. But people are seeing it, and our children and our communities are seeing it, and in our villages. And they're saying, hey, you know, Molly looks like me. And they're thinking, you know, Molly could be their friend. Molly could be someone in their village. And, you know, to me, that's really like the ultimate approval, you know, and also having our elders see it. I had a viewing in my village, and I just got such amazing feedback. And to see the excitement in my community, to hear the elders laughing at Molly's jokes, you know, it really just, you know, made it all worth it, and it made me so proud to put something out there on such a large scale that really represents our people.
You touched on this, but what is it that you want viewers to know or to understand most about your culture?
Just the fact that Indigenous people are still here, and we're in modern times. I know that it may sound kind of simple, you know, or, you know, it's nothing too elaborate. It's just really we're here, Indigenous people. You know, anywhere you go, I mean, you're standing on Indigenous lands. And so that's something that I would like people to acknowledge and to kind of educate yourself on who, you know, the Indigenous people of your area. And so, for example, you know, we were starting to do land acknowledgements with our screenings and our premiere. And so we always acknowledge and honor the people of that area. And I've done some like in Washington, D.C. Some other advisors have been to like Boston and Nashville, you know, different areas. And we always make it a priority to connect with those Indigenous tribes and to honor them and to know that we're in modern times. You know, we're not something in the past. We're not a relic in a museum, but we're here and we're scientists. And we're pilots and, you know, we're vloggers and doing all of these things in modern times. And so I think that really can connect with people and rural people. And it's just such a great way to educate one another on diversity and celebrating who we are.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Rochelle Adams. She is an advisor on the PBS show Molly of Denali. Okay, so I understand that you talked a lot about being in modern times, but I understand that you are the mother of three children of your own, and you're raising them in the same traditional lifestyle that you grew up
yeah.
in. And so how do you merge those two things together?
Yeah, well, you know, it's really incredible. It's all about balance, just like anything. And, you know, my children and I, we go back and forth between the city, you know, where they're going to school, and we go back to the village where we do our fishing and hunting and gathering, just having those, you know, deep ties and connection to our homelands and our waters is what keeps that going. And so it's really like we're taking the best parts of kind of walking in two different worlds, but at the same time, you know, we're never fully away from our nativeness or fully away from, you know, modern life. And so it's, like I said, it's that balance, and it's really a beautiful thing. I mean, I'm so proud, and I'm just so honored to be able to continue the things that I was taught, you know, when I was growing up. And so I'm really happy that I can raise my children like this.
All right. And with that, we're out of time this morning, Rochelle. The show is Molly of Denali on PBS. If our listeners would like to find out more about the show, how can they find out more?
Well, there's a website. You can go to pbskids.org. She's got her podcast up, and it'll be airing on PBS Kids, I think, 8:30 in the morning and 4:30 in the afternoon.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Rochelle. And thank you so much for bringing diversity here to our television for our young people. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And in our language, in which in Athabascan, you'll hear Molly saying Masit Cho. So that means thank you.
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona. La vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.